Boker Tov Rabotai, welcome back. Today is Yom Shlishi Shabbat Kodesh LeSeder Naso. We're partially behind Eretz Yisrael, by the way. Yeah, we'll catch up soon. Today is the art set of the Kaf Chaim. So everybody learn a piece of Kaf Chaim today. Yod B'Sivan, big stuff. Almost every day lomdim et Torato. Gaon Kadosh. Anyway, we're in the bottom of Rishon Gimel. Says the Oletzion over here on the bottom. Mishu Chatei Yishuv Imchalo.
Yes? Is there a particular reason that on the yard side of a certain Kabbalah that you want to run is?
There's a. Shiu Siftotav Dovevot Bakever. Now, again, that's not only on the yard side. Anytime you learn somebody's Torah, so it's Siftotav Dovevot Bakever, but especially on the yard side is Yom Adin. Yard side is a day that the Neshama is Nidonit. So it helps, bevadai, bevadai. Now, umishchata. Oh, you see, yeah. No, but I'm saying the point. Siftotav dovevot is not a din that's miuchad to the yartzeit. Yartzeit it's poel od yoter. Yeah. So, umishchata yeshuv imchalo. Hine, matzinu chazal barishonim. Kama derachim lizkot litshuva. Aleph tefila. שיבקש חכמים מהשם יתברך שיסלח לו והבא להיטהר מסעין בידו. Right, there's multiple ברכות in the עמידה כל יום. השיבנו אבינו תורתך, השם, help us do תשובה. סלח לנו אבינו חטאנו הקדוש ברוך הוא, forgive us. לא פשוט. חזר הוא קובע two ברכות in the עמידה, yeah, which is standing face to face, about תשובה. And that's about your personal תשובה. There's other ברכות about תשובה כללית for עם ישראל in the עמידה. בית, לב נשבר, broken heart. You know the pasuk in Tehillim, זבחי אלוהים, רוח נשברה, לב נשבר ונדקה, אלוהים לא תבזה. שיגיע להרגשה של צער, איך נשאל בעבירה. When you feel, you really have this genuine feeling of broken heartedness for having transgressed the עבירה, that is a סגולה לחזור בתשובה. That, you know, that is the precursor for תשובה. גימל, יסורים, suffering, שיקבל את המאורעות החיים באמונה, שבאים לחפרת עוון. Everybody suffers. But far and few between, very rare are the people that actually accept the suffering and say, this is a result of my עוונות and it should be מחפר on myself. And an even greater מדרגה, by the way, is not only for it to be מחפר on myself, let it be מחפר on עם ישראל. It's a big זך. Every time you have יסורים, מקטנם ועד גדולם, בזאת השם it shouldn't be. ואל תבין לדחית ולעבון ולנסיון ולנסיון. We ask הקדוש ברוך הוא, don't give us a sin. But if we get them, have כוונה, that should be מחפר את העוונות שלך ושל עם ישראל. דלת, סיגופים ותעניות. All sorts of, those are self-inflicted pain and תעניות. Those are part of the תשובה process. Now again, not as common בדורנו אנו, as we're going to see, the principal way to be mechaper avon is through limud haTorah. And if your sigufim v'ta'aniyot are causing you to decrease your amount or level of limud haTorah, so it's not good to do that. During shovavim, sheni v'chamishi, sometimes midei pa'am it's a good thing, but if it's going to cause you to decrease from your limud haTorah, it's not a good idea. Maran Zohar V'cha was not a big fan. Hey, limud haTorah. Yeah, big stuff. B'derech shel ta'anit. Oh, here we go. בדרך של תעניות וסיגופים, צריך האדם להכיר את טבעו. You have to know yourself. שלא כל אדם מותר לו לסגף את עצמו. והמבחן לזה, אם ביום תענית הוא מסוגל ללמוד טוב, yeah? take a regular תענית ציבור. 17 בתמוז, coming up. How do you learn on a תענית ציבור? How's your learning? How's your תפילה? How's your סדרים? If you're good, let's say a person is בעל כוח. Is כוח. He's able to learn. Okay, matov manayim. So then you want to take on personal ta'aniyot for kaparat avonot, and it's not going to shter your sdarim and your tefilot v'inyanim. Ta'asem tzuyan. But usually, for a lot of people, I don't say most, but for a lot of people, how did their sdarim on ta'aniyot look? They, mamash, something like what the cat dragged in. Look, mamash, barminan. Afternoon say there's a bechesed alion. You know, as a mamash. You can't get a minyan for second seder. Like, I don't, listen, you can't blame them. Zakashe. People are, you're tired, vize. Look at us. You know, anytime a person has ga'ava, person feels arrogant, just look at a ta'anit zibur for a second. You haven't eaten, you haven't drunk for a few hours, and you're already just a sack of potatoes. Bima ata mitga'e. Bima ata mitga'e ata basar vadam. Rimma vetole'a. Afar ani b'chayai, kal v'chomer b'mitati. What are you being mitga'e for? For what? What, that you're kli male busha uchlima? Bishvil ma? Ta'anit zibur reminds us of that. You see, by the, you know, at the end of, you see, by mincha, by Ashkenazim, they usually daven mincha early. By us, we daven mincha a little bit later, so we have birkat kohanim. Mincha ve'arvit v'ta'anit zibur, you see already people, you know, mamash, like, finish him. You know, he's already, whatever. He just needs one more knockout. He's that, I'll never forget. I was a teenager, and there was a ta'anit zibur once. I don't remember which one it was, and I was shlech tzibur by mincha v'ta'anit tzibur. And sometimes I'm not the best faster, I get migraines. For bar minan, for those who know what you shouldn't know, but for those who get migraines, they're debilitating. Migraine is not just a headache, it's like it shuts you down. I don't know what made me think that I should be shlech tzibur with a migraine on a ta'anit tzibur, but I went up. So, and then in the middle of tefillat lachash, by mincha, I felt, you know, sometimes it makes you nauseous. I felt the need to go, I had to go throw up in the middle of lachash. And then I came back. So in the middle of, people saw me, I didn't know, say shalom, know nothing. In the middle of Amida, I had to excuse myself. I went to the restroom, went to throw up, and come back to the middle of tefillah. So now what do you do? Yachzol larosh, lo yachzol larosh, madino. Huh? Oh, yafe. So, shaha kede ligmor et kula, but it wasn't. I threw up quickly, yeah, b'chesed elyon, and I came back, and whatever, and I continued. I actually felt better, but I thought afterwards, like, wow, that's deep. Ta'ani tzibur, yishliach tzibur, you're throwing up, and then what, you're going to have gava afterwards? You know what I'm saying? We're literally nothing. Mamash kacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu has to remind us every so often, whatever. So back to here, he's saying, "V'amivchan laze, im biyom ta'anit, umsugal lilmod tov, shim eno omed baze, lo yit'ane, uma sheifligu basfarim hakadosh." I don't know if you can handle it. You can? He says, "Uma sheifligu basfarim hakadoshim b'ma'alat ha'sigufim, ze ne'emal le'anashim chazakim." Yeah, when you see in Kitvei HaKabbalah, Ari HaKadosh, Ta'aniyot, Imyanim, that's for people who are strong. Maybe in prior generations they were stronger. אבל שאר אנשים צריכים לאכול טוב. רק סיגוף אחד אפשר לאכול אחד לעשות. והוא, כמו שכתבו הקדמונים, שבזמן שאוכל מאכל ערב, יפסיק באמצע אכילתו. Yeah, ודבר זה מסוגל לתיקון עוונות, וגם אין בו ביטול תורה. You wanna be מתענה? There's something that's called ta'anit ra'avad. Rabbi Yonah brings it down in Sefer Yira. You know what that is? When you're eating and you're hungry, when you're in the middle, you're still hungry, and there's stuff on your plate, you stop. That's also ma'alato keta'anit, and it's mechaper avon. It's a big thing. People always ask me this. I don't know why. What about bal tashchit? Rambam perek vav minchot melachim. The Rambam writes bal tashchit is derech hashchata. When you're doing it in a destructive manner. Oh, you're not doing it destructive. You're doing it letoilet. You'll have to throw it out. You have to finish your plate because otherwise it's bal tashchit. It's a shekir. It's a kazab. It's not nachon. That's not true. That's absolute. That's a farce. It's mora Torah. Yeah, mora already said or whatever. Mom, yeah, finish your plate. Otherwise it's bal tashchis. Lama leshekir? Lo nachon. It's not true. It's not derech hashchata. I'm full. Or even if I'm not full, ta'ani tara'avad. I want to pull back a little bit. It's not derech hashchata. It's a mitzvah. עוד יש לדעת שכל התיקונים הכתובים בספרים הקדושים לא נאמרו אלא במי שבא לשוב בתשובה שלמה מכל ליבו וכל כוונתו לשם שמיים. You want to go through all the תיקונים and סיגופים ותעניות, that's only if you're being חוזר בתשובה שלמה ממש. הלא ואחי, אין לו אמרם לו. That's not, if you're not on the madrega to be חוזר בתשובה שלמה, pull back. שמה ימנע ולא יעשה תשובה. Sometimes a person wants to be חוזר בתשובה, You show him all the tikkunim, the anyanim, and the ta'aniyot. He's like, whoa, I can't handle this. And then he gets cold feet. Lo tov, don't show it to him. ולכן כתב החידה, שאדם שאינו נשוי ועושה תיקונים, עליו נאמר, לשב צרף צורף. For a person who's not married, he can't really be חוזר בתשובה שלמה because he doesn't have פת בסלו. ולכן, מרן החידה says, don't do the תיקונים until after you're married. והדרך הקלה ביותר, או זה גשמה כמה עשר שלמה, תקשיב. והדרך הקלה ביותר למחיקת החטא, היא על ידי לימוד התורה, שהוא סולת נקייה של התשובה. The greatest level of chazara b'tshuva is al yedei limud ha-Torah. Should be marbe. Used to learn one mishnah, learn two. Used to learn one daf, learn two. Be marbe b'limud ha-Torah. Kmo shamru b'midrash. There you go. Shim haya ragil ilmod daf echad, ilmad shne dapim. Ubaze metaken ma shepagam. Sefer Chasidim brings the same thing. V'tov shiyotzi b'sfatav kol ma shelomed. Try as much as possible. Not to learn behirhur, not just by thinking and by reading with your eyes. Try to enunciate the words that you learn. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, Ba'al HaTanya, in Siman Resh Mem Vav, in Hilchot Talmud Torah, he talks about, he says, Allah, you're yotzed yedei Talmud Torah by reading with your eyes, but it's a lower level. The highest level of Limud HaTorah is al yedei dibur, to enunciate. Kedita be'iruvin. Yeah. Both. Both are. But Talmud Torah is actually mechaper. Tefillah brings you to be chuzer b'tshuva. But this is actually metaken the pegam. Kedita be'iruvin. V'iduaim divrei Aor HaChaim HaKadosh. Shelimud HaTorah mo'il levarer chelkei neshama sheyeredu min ha'adam b'chet'o. When a person sins, different parts of your neshama fall into the klipa. You want to get them back? You got to learn. U'biyoter לימוד התורה בעיון שמעלתו חשובה יותר מתענית. עיון doesn't necessarily mean פלפול, פלפול, פלפול. עיון means to learn deeply and to be able to be מברר על ידי the deep analytical form of learning מה הלכה למעשה. את הדרך אשר ילכו בה ואת המעשה אשר יעשון. מה אתה אומר?
Why not learn that? Just learn the whole Yom Kippur.
What?
Yom Kippur, just learn the whole thing.
What are you supposed to do? You still have to daven. There's tefillot. Yom Kippur is a day that was made for teshuvah u'tefillah. So do both.
During the break.
In the middle of the day, during the break, when other people go home, I tell my chevra, I said, for the Marines, you got to stay here, and we do daf yomi. Gemara, Rashi, v'tosafot. And if you're feeling whatever, I get him up. He says, Yom Kippur. Tzach l'inmot Torah. Ma la'asot. Toda. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Yeah. Love Davka. Love Davka. Even meaning for everybody. B'nei Torah, just because you're learning doesn't mean you don't need tikkunim. But if you're not on that madriga, if the tikkunim and the sigufim and the ta'aniyot are going to break you and take away your ability to learn properly, then that wasn't meant for them. In general, the Dorot HaKodmim were much stronger. They went to dip in ice cold mikvaot and you know what I'm saying? You don't hear these things anymore. Yeah. You have to fix. You have to fix as much as you can. So do the best you can with Talmud Torah, with a few tikkunim, a few sigufim during Nushovavim. I used to do that when I was in Kolal. I used to do one day of Ta'anit. One or two days of Ta'aniyot during Shovavim. Beginning and end, with to finish the whole Tehillim, v'zeh. I got permission from the Rosh Kol. He says, you can go one day to finish Tehillim three times. And then you do the Tikkunim. Aval yoter mizeh, you mevatel the Torah. You can't do that. Yeah, go ahead. It affects everybody. Everybody who's b'ta'anit, it affects them. The shail is, does it shut you down? There's a difference. Yeah. Yeah, there's no one who feels great b'ta'anit. You know what I'm saying? Eno dome a person with a coffee or without a coffee. You know what I'm saying? Aval, some people it affects them mildly and they're able to continue their avodat Hashem. Other people it affects them greatly. Verstehst? Lo pashut. Let's finish up. Ve'al yedei limud ha-Torah yesh revach atzum yoter mishar ha-tikunim. Sheharei, ha-yoshev b'ta'anit metaken rak ma shepagam. if you're betanit, that fixes only your pigam, what you blemished. Aval rivach nosaf in lo. Ve'alomed, milvad ha-kapara, zoche le-rivach be'etzem b'limud ha-torah. He says, when you learn, you're zoche to kapara, plus whatever else you would have been zoche in through limud ha-torah. Ve'tzarech la-da'at, she'ateshuvah tluya ba-torah, ki le-torah yecholet ha-shpa'a le-karev et ha-rechokim, ulach-nisam tachat kanfei ha-shchina b'yeter se'et. Torah is a wonderful ability to bring people closer. That's why, you know what the number one tool when you're doing kiruv is? Learn Torah, teach them. What? Well, teach them Torah for free. Yeah, teach them Torah, learn Torah with them. Aval ma? Don't whitewash it. Real Torah, give it to them. Sometimes you see people in kiruv circles, they're learning, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, they're learning, right? Learning programs, learning groups, learning chavrusas, shiurim, classes, lectures, all these things. Where's it leading? How come the person has been learning for 20, 30 years and hasn't budged an iota? What's pshat? You ever see that? You see people learning classes, and zero, nothing. Yamamash. Velo yada'a b'shichvav kumah lo yada'a. Klum. What's pshat? You have to allow the Torah to penetrate. If you're learning the Torah just as some sort of intellectual pursuit, you'll never change. The Torah is not intellectual gymnastics. Torah is not an Olympic sport. The Torah Kedosha is Torah Chaim, Ve'avat Chesed. It's the ish. It's the fire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu burning inside. You have to let it penetrate you. That's why you see certain people. You know what Chazal teaches in Pirkei Avot? Gdola Torah shemevi'a lidei ma'aseh. Why is Torah so great? Because it causes eventually, you know, as a result of the limud, now you come to ma'aseh. But you can't, if you're just learning without kavanah of implementing anything, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy. Whatever it is. Again, not saying people sometimes, when I say this, they're like, oh, well, what do you mean? Rome wasn't built in a day. This is true, but Rome was built. Rome wasn't built in a day, but Rome was built. Something's got to budge. Rome wasn't built by people just sitting around and looking at it. Wow, Rome would be a nice thing to do, right? That had to get built. You got to roll up your sleeves and pick up rocks and start doing stuff. You can't be like, if you're in your mind, you're impenetrable. My life is my life. And it's not going to change. TV's going to stay. Mixed weddings are going to stay, whatever. But I'll happen to have, you know, I'll learn also. Nothing's ever going to come out of that. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't work like that. You have to go into Torah thinking. The Torah is the premier element of the Bria. And I'm going to let it change me. I know those changes may not be immediate. But I subject myself and subjugate myself to the will of God Almighty and allow Him through His Torah to make changes through my life. That's when Limud HaTorah means something. If you've already made up your mind, I'm not changing, but you know something, I'll go to a class. That's how it happens. How else do you explain Limud HaTorah for decades and nothing budges? How do you explain that? Ma'asita. You got to move. You got to grow. Little by little. Ladders have rungs. One, and then another, and then another. It's true. It has to be a gradual ascent, but you got to climb. And if you're not willing to climb, then you're not really learning Torah. You're learning, you're reading, you know, Torah-based material as an Olympic sport. But you're not learning. You get it to Ramban. What does the Ramban say? Every time you close the Sefer, look around to see if there's anything that you can be Mekayim. Is there anything that I can get up now and put into practice? Anything that I can implement from what I... Because that's the point of the Torah. Halomed ve'eno Mekayim. Chazal say, in the first Perek of Masechet Shabbat, in Talmud Yerushalmi, the Gemara says, "Halomed ve'eno Mekayim, noach lo shneifcha shiliyato al panav." If a person learns and doesn't fulfill what he learns, it would have been better for him to have been strangled by his mother's placenta in utero, says the Gemara. Pretty harsh. You have to allow the Torah to make changes. You know how Windows sometimes ask you, do you allow this or that program to make changes on your computer? You know, it pop up. You know what I'm saying? That window? You have to select yes. The Torah asks you, before you start learning, do you allow the Torah to make changes to your hard drive? You have to select yes. Otherwise, your learning is kim'at worthless. I'm not going to say fully, but kim'at worthless. Make sure to select yes. Yes, I do allow the Torah to make changes to my hard drive. Yes, I do allow the Torah to make changes to my behavior and to my midot and to my lifestyle. You can't be locked into your lifestyle and then go to a Torah lecture. The Torah is not academics. The Torah is a lifestyle. Allow the Torah to make changes to your hard drive. We're wired a certain way, that's true. Let the Torah refine you. Let it make changes. Because if you've already, not you, but if a person's already made that resolve, I'm not changing, but let me do some filler time with the Torah. It's a good, Torah's not something you do in spare time. It's big. Last paragraph. Today we need a little bit more Musar than usual. It's one of those days. You know what I'm saying? No? They're one of those. There are days where you feel I need more Musar today. וצריך לדעת שהתשובה תלויה בתורה, כי לתורה יכולת השפעה לקרב את הרחוקים, ולהכניסם תחת כנפי השכינה ביתר שאת, brings people through, brings people in. כנראה בחוש שבדורות הקודמים, אף שהייתה יראת שמיים גדולה בין החכמים יותר מהדור שלנו, אף על פי כן לא הייתה תנופה גדולה של תשובה כמו בתקופה זו. Why is there so much חזרה בתשובה in this generation? Because there's so much proliferation of the Torah הקדושה. והסיבה לכך מפני שלא היה אז ריבוי לומדי תורה כמו היום, שברוך השם נתרבו הישיבות בארץ ישראל and all other places. So much proliferation of Torah, yeshivot, and avrechim, תמדי חכמים וכו', that brings about more תשובה. וכל אותם בעלי תשובה שניצלו את הניצות של הרהור תשובה שזכו לו בתחילת דרכם, ותקף ומיד הקדישו זמן קבוע ורצוף ללימוד התורה. If you put forth, you designate time every day for לימוד התורה, תשובתם החזיקה מעמד, they were זוכה to be real בעלי תשובה, and it withstood the test of time. That's exactly the כוח of the Torah הקדושה. But what? In the beginning, בעלי תשובה don't know that. But you have to think to yourself, I allow, remember, click yes, make sure. Allow the Torah to make changes in yourself, in your family, in your lifestyle. Sometimes the Torah is going to request uncomfortable, inconvenient changes for you about your lifestyle. Yeah, so nobody ever said Judaism was convenient. It's enjoyable once you get there, but it's not convenient. It's okay. Yom Tov.